Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll subscribe to our free, my free newsletter when you get there, and check out our blog as well. Boy, you folks are really enjoying our blog. The traffic that we're seeing on the blog is really making me pretty happy because we work hard to make those things available to you, all that information available to you, and we're glad that you're using it to your little heart's content. And as you know, it's all free right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Elise Minnan is all over our website. Elise is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. We couldn't do without her. She's a mentor to so many small business owners out there, helping them put their best foot forward. And she and I have been, we're wrapping up a little series today. I'm a little bit sad maybe about this because for the last several months, about once a month or so, she and I have been talking about how to build self-confidence, how to acquire a little more self-confidence. And this is all in helping her prepare for a book she's writing and is about to finish called Stop Pushing Me Around. Elise, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you back. The book is due this week, right?
That's right. Turning it in on Wednesday.
And so you're going to give my audience a little assist there, right, on the book, because we've sort of been helping you birth this book, right?
Absolutely. And of course, we're going right from the writing stage into the promotion stage. So hopefully, we'll keep talking about it.
Absolutely. And don't forget to tell your publisher that we expect to launch the book, which tell them the book's really already been launched, but we'll officially launch it.
Okay.
On this show.
That sounds good.
Don't you go letting Don Imus launch the book.
Don't worry.
Okay, the book's called Stop Pushing Me Around. Elise, what is there left to be said about not pushing people around?
Well, actually, the last two chapters is what I'm working on at the moment, and the last two chapters are basically a listing of different types of situations that come up and strategies to deal with them.
Like role plays?
Kind of like role plays.
Sounds like a role play to me. It's a great idea.
Suggestions for things you can say in certain types of situations. So,
role plays are the most underappreciated and underused techniques to learn things, to ingrain things in you, and to become proficient at an activity. People hate role plays, but it's like the medicine that will save your life. If you'll do more role plays, you'll get better.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you think? Now you know how I feel about role plays, at least. Seriously, I'm glad you're doing that. That's a great idea.
Well, I don't know if it's exactly what you're talking about, but it's kind
work
of along
with me,
those
work
lines.
With me, Elise.
I mean, it's basically a listing of different types of situations and then strategies to deal with them.
That's
and some
what,
of them.
That, but what I'm getting at is when you read those things and you go through the way to get yourself out of them, it doesn't work if you don't imagine yourself in that position and then use your advice. That's a role play. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay, that's fine.
when we get to those things, that's what you and I'll have to do. We'll have to do the role play.
Okay. Well, there's one actually that I'm working on that I wanted to get some help on, some feedback from you.
Okay.
Because this one was suggested by one of my blog posters, and it's about ending awkwardness at work between you and your boss. So maybe this can be from a small business owner's perspective.
Okay.
Of because the scenario is basically you're in maybe the second month of a job or with a new employee, and it's still kind of awkward in terms of conversation. So what kinds of things make sense to talk about? You know, is it time to get personal? What kinds of personal questions is it appropriate to ask? How do you lighten the relationship without, you know, making it seem too contrived?
Okay, you're asking me that question.
Yes, like if it were for you, mm-hmm. and you were with a new employee, what kinds of things would be appropriate, do you think, for the employee to bring up?
For the employee to bring up?
Mm-hmm.
Well, at that stage, after a couple of months, you know, they know they found the bathroom and they know how to get in and out of the building, and
mm-hmm.
And of course, as you say, you are talking about a small business, which could mean that the employee has direct day-to-day contact with the boss, but maybe not. May not have direct contact with the boss. Mm-hmm. But let's say that they do. Let's say that they do something for or with the boss on a regular basis, at least every week, if not every day.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say it's a 5 or 6 employee company.
Mm-hmm.
I think at that point in time, I would let the boss bring up the personal stuff. I would let the boss, ask about the family.
Mm-hmm.
If they mention their family, I think it's okay then to ask another question about them. How old are your kids? If they bring the kids up or whatever, if that should happen to come up. But as far as the business is concerned, I would say maybe it would be a good time to ask a little question about the company's goals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe to say, I don't know, just 2 months might be a little early for that, but just ask about
history.
Yeah, that would be good to ask about the history of the company, something they didn't know about. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
What that does is that lets the boss know that you're, I mean, it's good for the an employer to know that their employees are thinking about more than just, you know, quitting time.
Right.
Does that help?
Excellent point.
All right.
Thank you so much. So I have a couple others, actually.
This is exhausting, Elise.
Well, you don't have to answer them all. We can just brainstorm.
I'll give it my best shot.
What do you do? Let's see. I mean, I have a whole section about how to say no. You know, when someone is asking you to do something.
Oh, you mean like another employee is trying to take advantage of you?
Mm-hmm.
Do they do that to shy people?
A lot, actually.
Is that right?
Yeah, in fact.
And the shy people just take it. They just roll over like a little beagle and take it.
I have a section in here about bullying in the workforce because apparently it's very rampant.
Yeah, and I think you should call that section Don't Be a Beagle.
Okay.
You know how if you ever get after a beagle, you know, a dog, mm-hmm. the little beautiful, cute little dog, the little
mm-hmm.
rabbit dog,
mm-hmm.
they just roll over. They don't fight or run away. They just kind of roll over.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be a beagle, folks.
Spread.
20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Elise Benin. Elise, my crack team of programmers here on the show have got me lined up with 3 ladies today and 1 man. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. No women, no ladies on the show tomorrow.
Huh.
On Valentine's Day.
Maybe that was Devana's doing.
I'm going to have to speak to my crack team here. So I guess what I'm saying, Elise, is will you be my Valentine?
Sure.
Good. All right. I appreciate that.
No.
Now, the book is called Stop Pushing Me Around. It's going to be available when, Elise?
In June.
All right. We're looking forward to that. Give us your website while you're here.
All right. You can already get some information about it and a link to my blog, which is www.marketing-mentor.com.
And I encourage you to check it out, folks. Elise, years ago, I learned how to role play at Xerox when I was with Xerox. And they taught us how to be good at it. Mm-hmm. And then later, years later, I developed my own sales training programs. And I delivered them to a lot of different groups when I was a consultant. And I know that they were, and I tried as often as they would allow me to make that part of the program. I included role playing sessions with their employees. And there were people who were very reluctant. Well, not too many people were excited about role playing. For one reason, they'd never done it before, and they didn't really know what was going on. But there were some people who didn't want to, but I was able to convince them to do it. And they became true believers because they could tell it made them better. But there were some people I could never, ever get to do it. They literally refused. I remember at least one woman, and she was a woman, who didn't come to work that day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious.
That's very sad.
And so, you know, I would do everything I could do, short of, you know, physical violence, to get them to. I'm teasing. I didn't beat them up or anything. I didn't you know, abuse them in any way, fashion or form. But I did try to encourage them that this was something, and it was all in front of people that they knew. These were people that they'd known for years. It wasn't like it was, you know, some strangers. Maybe it would have been better if it was strangers. I don't know.
No, you know what? The thing about shy people, it's not so much the getting up in front of others that is the problem, although that is part of it. It's that their comfort zone is very limited, and what they're most anxious about is situations that they can't control or predict.
Right.
So a role play
is unpredictable.
Is completely.
Yeah.
I mean, you're totally on the spot, and you have to think on
well,
your
now, feet. Well, now, let me. I will tell you this, though. I did have scripts for them. I didn't, you know, it wasn't completely, you know, what's my, you know, whose line is this?
So all they had to do was read off.
Well, not so much read as much as just sort of go with the theme of the script, if you see what I mean. They, you know, this is what you do for a living, and this customer's coming in and answer their questions. So it was somewhat scripted. So it wasn't completely off the cuff, but they didn't want to be up in front of people.
Mm-hmm.
And so, that's the reason why I'm so glad that you've written this book, and it's going to be an important one, folks. The reason I'm glad you're doing this is because there's so many people out there with so much capability, so much to offer, so much to gain from getting better, being more professional, being better trained, being better communicators, being able to meet the world halfway. There's so many people out there who could do that. But their shyness literally limits their growth.
Mm-hmm. And holds them back. It's true.
Yep.
And I think the point that you're making about so much to offer others is an important one.
No question about it.
Because people don't realize that being shy, they're kind of being selfish.
Say that again.
That being shy means you're withholding.
Yeah.
To yourself, because, you know, whatever you're afraid of, you're withholding the great ideas that you have. I had a woman I interviewed the other day who said, quiet people have fabulous ideas that you just can't get at them.
That's exactly right. And let me tell you something, Elise. If you're you're in a 5 or 6 person company or less than 10 employees or something like that, any small business really, if you've got capability and nobody can get it out of your head, you're not being a good employee.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to put that kind of pressure on them, but I'll tell you something. I'd probably have to let that person go because I need to get what's in their head out of their head.
Right.
Well, the employee's paying for that.
Yeah.
I mean, the employer is paying for that.
So I'm going to try to address that issue without being too harsh about it. But just to kind of point up how much people are not getting as a result of, you know, whatever the quietness is about.
At least you're going to have a tough love chapter in your book.
That's right.
Or every chapter needs a tough love section.
Yes.
That's my contribution.
Okay, like a little tough love sidebar.
Jim's tough love section, whatever you can, you know. Hey, Elise, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
We're going to do this. We're going to keep doing this?
Sure.
All right. I like talking about this. I think this is good for folks. For some folks, not for me. I'm not sure. Thanks, Elise. I'll see you next time.
All right, John.
Elise Benin, ladies and gentlemen. She's the best. Quick break. Right back with our good friend, Stephanie Winston. She's going to work very hard to try to get us organized. Stay with us. New York's bad.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.